Doggy Boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we've been having a conversation. A lot of people frustrated. They've been hitting them potholes, and now it's a pothole crisis, and a lot of people said that they've been making complaints, and they haven't resolved the issue of the pothole that's outside on the street. They're saying they got over 5,000 complaints this year, up 65%. We got Mr. Hayes on the lines. He wants to talk about these potholes, the pothole crisis. How you doing, Mr. Hayes?
I'm doing good, brother. Yeah, we should deserve better than that. Them potholes is bad in the inner city, but when I drive out to Pewaukee and Waukesha, they ain't even bad like that. They just not putting in enough work to solve the problem for us in the inner part. It don't make sense. I agree with Al and the other callers. We should get treated better than that. Like I said, when I drive out to Waukesha and Pewaukee, it's way better out there. There's no problem with all that. So I don't get what they're doing. Now they want to have them working Saturday. That it done got real bad. They should have did that in the beginning to stay ahead of the game.
Seems like it was a lack of maintenance on a lot of things, and it just kind of got out of control.
Yeah, you're right. They let it get out of control. They got to put in the work. They're getting paid good. They need to put in that work and get that taken care of.
Well, have you had any negative experiences by hitting a pothole?
Yeah, but it didn't bust my tires, though. But it's been bad, though. Okay. A lot of people busting their tires on them big craters and potholes. It ain't even a pothole. It's a crater.
It's bad.
It don't even make sense.
I keep telling people.
Yeah,
like,
it's bad.
Pretty soon, if these cars go missing, it may not be nobody that stole it. If your loved one missing, they might be in a pothole.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to thank you for all the good work you're doing for the community. And that other story got my blood pressure high, man. And World War story, that got me hot, man. That's out of order how they doing people over there. I took that ride with you, me and my brother, but that stuff crazy in the Sundown Town States, mm-hmm. How they do people,
right.
Man.
We had to go out there and deal with the young man that was dealing
yeah,
with
Highland.
The,
in Highland,
out in
sure.
Highland with the barnyard
yeah,
situation.
Sure. Yep, for sure. We was out there with you. Yeah, that's crazy how they do people. Dude was doing his job. That was out of order how they did him. That's crazy, man, how you get done out here, and then as soon as you go farther up north.
That's why we got to make sure that we stay vigilant. I'm going to try to work with Dre Shaw to see if we can get him some representation, because they got to be checked.
Yeah.
You have to check that, you know, and let them know
yeah,
that
you can't let
just
that blow under the wind.
He ain't the only one that they've been doing this to.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. I know it happened to other people. It's crazy up there, man. I'm with you all the way, no matter what happened with you. You know, keep up the great work for the community, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, Brother Hayes. I appreciate you, too. We got Brandon on the lines. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing well, Tory. How about yourself?
Blessings, Brother Brandon. What's going on? Have you had an experience with these potholes, and how does it look when you talk about trying to fix this situation?
Yeah, I'm 36, so I've been driving about, you know, 20 years, and it's been consistently bad that entire time. I can't remember any era where our streets were smooth. I liken it to riding horseback anytime you're going through inner city Milwaukee. Just all the bumps, it really doesn't make sense. But what I can say is I do think there's an opportunity for like minority businesses to play a role in fixing these
contract.
Potholes. I think a big
contract,
part of, yeah,
and try to get some of these potholes patched up.
Yeah, I think a big part of why things move so slowly is because our workers from the city, they got some very expensive benefits. So that the cost of repair per pothole is much higher than what it could be if it was done by a private organization. We currently seem to have no problem contracting with large white firms, but I think this is an opportunity where we could, you know, carve out some business development for minority firms, because this is, to be frank, it's not very, very skilled labor. It doesn't take a genius to fill potholes, especially to the degree that we've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think there's an opportunity there for really spreading the wealth in solving a common problem that we all experience.
Okay, well, like I said, you know, only now you got to go tell what you just told us and go stand at the Common Council and talk to them.
I hear that, brother.
It sounded powerful.
As courageous as you.
Hey, look.
I hear you.
But like I said, you would think it'd be all so simple.
Yes, sir.
But they'd rather make it hard. I appreciate you for tapping in, Brother Brandon. This is just something that we got to discuss because I just got a picture. I'm going to send it over to Andrew. Another pothole. Hey, look, I'll say this. As we continue to move on throughout the summer, all these different situations we've been dealing with, all of these different ideas in the community, and then this is something that when you on the way to resolve the issue, you hit this pothole and cause another issue. Understand what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to move around about the city, and you gotta worry about this tearing up the car. That's another expense. You may want to check on the elderly. You may want to check on your family member. You may want to have to go take the kids to school. You may want to go and get a checkup or something, and all of a sudden you got an extra $300 damage to your car from hitting one of these potholes. Somebody said that they had to pay a couple thousand dollars to fix what damage the pothole did to their vehicle. So what's really going on? I asked a question. What was the question of the day? The question of the day was, what is working right in the city? What's working right? I mean, we talking about potholes. We got a pothole crisis. We got a housing crisis. NPS in a crisis. What's going on? Is the city being maintained? We got Mr. Lee on the line. Let's talk to Mr. Lee.
Hey, good afternoon, Tori.
How you doing, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I want to commend you for all the work that you do. And you're doing a good job, brother.
Blessings. Proud of you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the thing with the potholes is that every spring we have that problem. That's because the material we use to fill a hose doesn't last long. It's the same hose every year, and they're getting bigger and bigger. And the problem is when the plows come through in the wintertime, it actually straights up that filler, and then we got the hose all over again.
Mm.
So I think we need to improve on the filler that we're using so that it's more
get better material,
last longer. Say again?
Better quality material to fill the pothole.
Yeah, because every year it's the same pothole because the plow truck is always tearing it up.
Mm.
So I think that might help me come up with a better quality material.
Mm. Well, all right, Mr.
And
Lee.
I think you need to think about that.
Well, like I said, we paying
right.
the
you,
tax
brother.
Money. We want better quality. Hey, look, they can at least get something that's going to stick for a minute. I don't even know what's out there. Maybe somebody from the construction sector can call in and talk about what can they fill these potholes with. Are they using the right asphalt? I mean, is it different grades of asphalt? Are we getting the cheapest materials to fill it up? And then we right back at square one? Right after the wintertime, we right back at square one or what?
We can't afford the nice asphalt?
I mean, it's got to be some, you know, everything got grade, grade level, different grades. Maybe we getting a poor grade. Maybe we getting the lowest quality. Yeah, maybe we the grade of asphalt is lower than the NPS grades. I don't know. I'm asking. Hopefully somebody that work in construction can call and say what really needs to be done, because that's y'all expertise. Y'all out there, y'all dealing with this. Maybe somebody could call in and try to figure this out. I mean, that's 833-212-1017. This is tough. The pothole crisis. Somebody said, oh, no, he didn't say that. Barbara in the chat says they need to get some Flex Seal. Flex Seal. It might work. It might work. You could probably get some Flex Seal off Temu. Probably won't cost them that much. Pour a bunch of Flex Seal in there. Hey, not really a city girl. It says, I like the class action lawsuit. We need to take this city to court. Hey, everybody that hit a pothole may have to come together. Make a class action lawsuit. We got Eddie on the lines. When we get back, we got to run the break now. Hold on. Eddie, you have to hold on. We got to run the break. When we come back, we got Eddie on the lines. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Sing when the sun get tired. Brands in the bag, gonna go in no while. Mama on the knees, still calling no higher. Then I seen bro, make it from raw. Telling my pain on the Capitol lawn. Didn't need chains, didn't need war. Just a hard voice in the crowd that roar. Heard my story in a stranger's shout. Hey, heard my anger on a different route. I was one move from a cell, no doubt. Now I'm front row when they march this out. Yeah. It's that frontline, result-based, advocate flow. If you a bot, then it's a rap. Move around, die slow. Every step heavy like a drumline roll. Slow it down, feel the power in the road. We don't talk much, hey. We just show what we know. Ooh, it's that frontline.
101, serving the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got a lot of talk about these potholes, the pothole crisis. We got Eddie on the lines. Eddie want to add in to what is going on with these potholes.
I know that.
Let's get Eddie on the lines.
Good day, Tory Lowe. How you doing today, Tory?
Eddie, we need you to get out here and paint caution signs on the potholes.
Tory, I recently was, a Saturday morning, I was on my way to bid a house in Whitefish Bay, and I literally hit a pothole on, let's say, 48th and Center Street. I literally hit it, and I said to myself in a split second, I'm not going to get paranoid. That won't be a flat. Within about 60 feet, I realized it was a flat, and I looked at the pothole. It had to have been 8 inches deep. Okay.
Oh, wow.
These potholes are unbearable in the city. And here's something I wanted to share with you. Tory, now that it can safely be said, I'm the number one Caucasian on 101.7 The Truth. Okay. I am part of Milwaukee's black community, the number one Caucasian. Maybe number one member of Milwaukee's black community, let alone Caucasian. So I went in two gear. It's like we're having two belts in the UFC. I hold two belts.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
I like
but
how
I'm
you got
tell
this all
them.
Going
I know,
in your head. Yeah.
I know. Listen, to it just comes. I don't have to pray on it. I don't meditate. It just pops up. Okay? Remember, I got offered a Hollywood TV show, and I
turned
it down.
We're going to make sure you stay on your medication schedule.
I don't, Tori, I don't take medications. That's the beauty of me. Okay. Nothing more than Volt. Okay. So anyway, so what I wanted to say is the state has known for years, the biggest lobby in Wisconsin, it goes back and forth. The State Bar Association, I'm not talking about attorneys and lawyers. I'm talking about the Tavern League, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two is the asphalt lobby, the guys who do concrete and asphalt, and they don't want long-lasting products. They want a product that they put out that lasts for 7 to 10 to 12 years, and the reason for that is, and they could make an asphalt street last 20 years. They've had the technology for that for 30 years.
Mm.
But if they asphalt a major thoroughfare, right, and they can asphalt it every 7 to 10 years or every 20 years, you make more money in 7 to 10 years, right, than you do in 20. You make twice the amount of money. So they have a specific blend that they stay away from that they know will last.
Oh, wow.
And because their lobby is so strong in Madison, you know, they get to do what they want to do. It's a very strong lobby. I'm not just talking about this. This was a big talk about 20 years ago, how these people are like dominating Madison. And of course they can, when you do, let's say you do a interstate highway, that 1 mile is worth more than $1 million for a mile. It's even worth more than that. So if they can do it three times in 30 years, as opposed to two times, guess what they're going to try to do?
Get more money.
Extra money. So they kind of manipulate what will work, what won't work so good, right? How many times we can do this stretch of highway? How many concrete contractors could be in on these
to keep
bids?
The money
and they figure it all out. They do. They
oh,
do,
wow.
Tori, you know? So that's the deal.
Well, Eddie, somebody got a question
for
you.
Yes.
Somebody said that at the Pop Culture Report, we read a list of how it was written. Andrew, kind of explain him what the list was, because it was a list that was brought to our attention how white women get black athletes.
Yeah, it was from the newspaper in Atlanta, Tory. It was white women. It was exposed text messages, step-by-step process of locking down those athletes in Atlanta.
I think I saw this on a podcast, either on Facebook or Instagram or some site like that, and I think I might have commented on it or something. I can't really remember. But the fact of the matter is, if these guys were working at a Burger King or a Wendy's or at Home Depot or Menards or Culver's, these white women wouldn't be all over these guys. And I hung out when I was younger. I don't know if Andrew's going to know who this is. But Sidney Moncrief at one time would have been considered a top three NBA player. He played his whole career, I think, in Milwaukee. And he used to hang out at this mafia restaurant that I worked at. And so we kind of talked a little bit. You know, I was a young kid. And a young player just got traded from San Antonio to Milwaukee. And he was like, I can't believe how many of these white women are giving me their phone numbers. And I said, kid, how old are you? And he goes, 21. I go, you need to cool it. They're not maybe digging you for who you are. If you're working at a Wendy's, right, they might not be digging you as much and giving you the number. You're an NBA player who makes $2.2 million a year, which back then was a huge salary, right? And he looked at me and he goes, no. And Sidney Moncrief goes, listen to Eddie. He's 100% right. You get a lot of attention for the celebrity of it, for the finance of it. And I can't believe these guys would allow themselves to be manipulated by these women.
Somebody said you need a prenup. As long as you have a prenup, it's okay.
You absolutely need a prenup. Here's the problem. A lot of these women aren't signing the prenups.
And they're not getting married. You know, you've seen what happened with the Dallas Cowboy quarterback. She didn't sign a prenup.
Dak Prescott.
You're not getting married.
That's right, but it's not just him. There are more players. And so, again, these women wouldn't want these. They're not marrying these men because they love them and they're so drawn to him. They can't live without him. There's an emotional, mental, and spiritual bond that goes on, goes beyond understanding, and they have to be with that person for the rest of their life. They're going, I want the house outside of Irvine or Plano. Check. I want the $200,000 G-Wagon. Check. I want black cards. Check. I want a tennis club and a country club membership. Check, check. I'm going to know all the right people. And that's what they're marrying. They're not marrying dudes because
they're falling in love with their spirit. Why are they not marrying dudes that paint houses? Like Eddie.
Hey, Tori, you would
be
shocked.
Why are they not dating more white guys?
Listen, I get my share, Tori. The problem is that they're not fun anymore. Oh, women aren't what they used to be. They're not fun anymore. They're a chore. They are chores. You meet them, then you're supposed to, you know, even though they've slept with 70 guys, you're supposed to pretend that they're virtuous and angelic, and you're supposed to be a gentleman to them, right? Even though their body count looks like something out of a cemetery. Tori, it's horrible. A lot of guys, my friends, engineers, doctors, lawyers, we've given up. We've absolutely given up, Tori, because of the state of the modern woman influenced by feminism, Tori. I'm telling you, Tori,
you
I know what I'm talking about. I got 10 years on
you. You were supposed to
here.
Come in the studio Friday. You skipped out.
I had COVID. Didn't I tell you that I got COVID?
Here we go.
Tori, my phone's breaking up.
All right. I
got it.
I think there's a bad connection. All right. Oh, my goodness. You know what? We're going to run the break. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
The Tori Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, yeah. I came from the curb where the gutter speak fluent pain. Rusty hydras leak memories every time it rained. No cable in the crib, we just stared at the ceiling stains. Plotting on a lick while the sirens play musical chairs again. Grams in the cereal box, razor blade calendar. I was weighing out my future while my teachers used to fail at me. Mama worked two shifts till the light stayed amateur. So I practiced on a scale till the numbers acted flattering. First flip was a 20, turned it to a clean deuce deuce. By Friday I was neck deep in a pair of new boots. County checks bouncing, but my trap jumped like crisscross. Kitchen full of white, like the linens at the Ritz bar. Cold stove, hot water pot, singing like Mary J. I just mixed emotion with the soda, that's therapy. Corner store profit, every bottle return is a parlay. Now the whole strip know my name like it's Valentine's Day. Talk small, move large, never fit in the dialogue. I was built for the risk, every scar is a visual resume. If you really about that action, put your phone in the freezer, cause the feds got ears and the walls get eager,
Every child deserves a school that sees their brilliance at Milwaukee College Prep. They believe in high expectations, strong character, and academic excellence. Starting as early as age 3, MCP scholars continue to outperform their peers across Milwaukee. And the best part, MCP is tuition free. If you're looking for a school that partners with you, challenges your child, and goes to college and beyond, Milwaukee College Prep is the place. Visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. To learn more, that's MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com to learn more. Also, you still think you're going to use those old chemicals sitting under your sink, in your garage, or down in the basement? Probably not. So don't let them sit there. Get rid of them right away. Take hazardous waste to MMSD Home Hazmat Drop-Off Centers. It's safe, it's easy, and it's open to Milwaukee County residents. Plus, there are 3 locations open year-round. For hours, locations, and a full list of things you can bring, check out MMSD.com. Let's clean it up, Milwaukee. Let's get those hazardous materials out of the home. We've been talking about the pothole crisis, but I got to get to this other story. They're saying that 2 measures to curb downtown Milwaukee violence is on hold. Notice they separate downtown from everybody else. Downtown is
They got the downtown got his own plan. I guess it's the business district. They got to make sure that everybody can come downtown. So they're saying now that two measures to curb the downtown Milwaukee violence has now been put on hold. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
I move to send this back to committee.
Alderman Robert Bauman putting a pin in a measure that would have directed multiple city agencies to draft a plan for security perimeters around downtown entertainment districts.
At this point, it'll probably just be held.
Bauman introduced the measure last month in response to violence on Water Street, hoping to answer whether a fence or weapon checkpoints could make downtown safer.
Like Friday, Saturday night, it kind of gets like sketchy. Definitely Water Street.
Just this spring, there's been two deadly shootings near the downtown bars. Tuesday, Bauman backpedaled on the security zone idea, pointing to another effort to curb downtown violence that's also on hold.
There's now litigation pending over the food truck regulation, and this is in the same neighborhood in terms of regulatory authority.
A curfew that would have forced downtown food trucks to close at 10 p.m. rather than 1 a.m., stalled by an ongoing lawsuit.
I don't think it'll do much for safety. I think it more so just is unfortunate for the owners.
A judge put a hold on the curfew change, asking the city for more evidence. Now Bauman questioning what power City Hall has over the entertainment districts.
Well, there's that question as to what authority the city actually has to police these entertainment districts and to set regulation for these entertainment districts.
He says he wants downtown business improvement districts to weigh in.
For many months, they've been urging us to take action. And when we take action, they head for the hills. So at this point, they have to step up or we're going to step back.
All right. Well, why are they picking on the food trucks? I mean, I guess they're saying a lot of people like to crowd around the food trucks. I guess it's because they got some food. Yeah, they would have to give me more evidence to show that food trucks are the reason that people are coming downtown to beat people up. It may have been the alcohol or, other drugs.
I think the theory is that there's fewer things for people to hang around and do, the less likely people are going to hang around and do something stupid.
And so let me X out the food truck.
Yeah. Not right, but I think that's where their head's at.
Also, we got another story that I wanted to get out there. There was a construction worker hit by a truck on Tuesday in Franklin. And those stories are just super tragic that, you don't want to see nothing like that happen. But we got some audio on that with the construction worker being hit by a truck on Tuesday in Franklin. Let's listen.
We turn now to Franklin here at 10, where a county truck hit and injured a Milwaukee County Department of Transportation worker. It happened just after 3 near Loomis and Ryan Roads. The worker then went to the hospital. They are expected to survive. In a statement, a county spokesperson says, quote, safety is MCDOT's number one priority. We take all incidents that impact the safety of our employees and the public seriously. A cause is now under investigation.
All right, well. It's going to be a lot of construction out there, a lot of things happening with these people that's working construction out there. Sometimes they be in a high traffic situation. So, I thought they had those orange cones out there that so people can go around the construction. I don't know.
Don't they wear like neon vests?
Yeah, they do. They got the vest. They got there's usually some guy out there with a stop sign.
It sounds like somebody might have been, a little distracted driving.
Yeah, it could have been.
How do you hit somebody?
We also, they getting outrageous with this prom thing. They getting outrageous with the prom thing. I mean, you always got to one-up somebody. You always got to one-up somebody at prom. Well, in Chicago, a prom arrival by helicopter causes a stir after landing in public park. Hey, they had to show up in the helicopter. But the helicopter landed in the public park. They go, hey, you must be the man. You pulled up the prom in the helicopter. We got video on this if you're watching this rebroadcast live. Let's listen.
This is bad.
Markham Police body cam shows the moment officers rush to Rossner Park for a helicopter behind the field house. They quickly talk to the pilot.
So is there any registration information on this?
The chopper landed for a prom send-off for the park's executive director, Quintina Brown's daughter.
Was there any communication between the city and here about the aircraft?
I got it okay through the park, but I didn't just, you know what's going on with the city. So.
Okay, so the park board okayed it?
Yes, the park board president right there.
But listen to what the park board president tells the officer.
It's not a park district event.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the park district.
Yet the helicopter landed next to homes, not to mention clearly on park property.
There was never any communication.
The village manager says that's the biggest problem because safety of everyone in the park was compromised.
We would have put our residents on notice, right? I think first and foremost, we have to think safety first. We'd have sent out flyers.
But Brown on scene provided officers with this notice, signed by her to authorize the landing.
Oh, the park district, they can't give authorization.
At one point, police say Brown expected the helicopter to fly her daughter over the park, but officers quickly grounded that idea.
As of now, he cannot take the young lady on the prom thing.
Okay. She is taking her pictures.
Oh, she is taking her pictures. Yeah, okay, so she's going to the park. Okay.
But Markham City Attorney is upset.
Did the board approve it? Who paid for it?
Officers gave Brown and the pilot citations for disorderly conduct and landing on public property.
Landing at a park is kind of crazy.
Both the park district and the city would have been sued if something, God forbid, had happened.
How did they even... Why didn't they just leave from where the helicopter was? Well, it would have been better if they had have just came in the helicopter and got out. He came to pick her up. Like, whose idea was this? Nobody's going to notice that a helicopter is landing in the middle of a park. But, hey, you got to one up. They paid the money. They paid the pilot.
I think my problem, we just took like a limo, and I think there was like 13 of us.
Yeah, back in the day, the limo was the big thing.
Now it's a helicopter.
You got to just go big.
That's crazy, man.
I want to go to prom in a helicopter.
That's wild.
Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant.
Come on, man.
And I'm just saying, rest in peace. Like anything, they saying that you could have put people in danger.
I agree. I just think about those kids playing basketball and stuff like right. that.
Okay, so what was the plan here?
Doesn't seem like there was a great one.
It wasn't even a plan. You paid somebody to come land at a park that you didn't even have permission for. That's all I'm saying. Who's going to pay for their kid? You can put that money in a something to where they can make an investment. How much you think this costs?
Ooh, I can find out for you.
How much do you think flying your kid to prom cost? And they didn't even get the ride. This is a lot. They could invest that money for the long run. Maybe they got money. Maybe they got it like that in today's times with the high gas price.
Standard base flight around $1,500.
$1,500 for the helicopter to show up at a park to fly you over to school and land back down so you can go to prom.
They got a photograph package too. Give extra $500-$800.
To take pictures with the helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Trying to spend $2,000 on getting your daughter flown around in a helicopter?
Maybe they used that 7-step plan and got a baller. Maybe the mom, they secured the bag somehow.
I can't even think of a Chicago Bulls player that would do that.
I'm just saying. Well, I guess it is prom season, though. I ain't never seen this, though. People flying in with the helicopter. But
is this the craziest one you've seen?
This is probably the craziest prom idea that I've seen so far. Having a plane land without permission in the park to come pick her up, to fly her back up, to bring her back down.
I remember when people would rent the Lambos and the Ferraris and stuff like that for prom. Like, that was kind of wild. This is even wilder.
Not really. A city girl says, I like the idea, but follow safety precautions. Barbara says, I took the hop to prom. Now, look, let me tell you something. The hop don't drop you off really nowhere. I wish the hop dropped us off at least at the Bucks game. At least at either the convention center. Well, I do think I see something. Or is that a bus stop? It could be a bus stop. I don't think the hop drops you off really anywhere. I rode the hop, and it just lets you out, and you just got to walk the rest of the way.
The other day when you were sick, Tori, I was walking around the town, and I followed like kind of where the hop was and stuff, and people were getting on and off it like crazy. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, but so a lot of people live down here too.
Yeah, but like
on a
where
nice
are they
day,
dropped
if you live
off
downtown, all I need is to be a couple blocks away from where I rent the apartment. But
Word.
Let's say I'm coming here to see an event. Can I get dropped off at the Marcus Center?
Nah.
Can I get dropped off at the Pfizer Forum? Can I get dropped off at the Bear Center? Hey, we still trying to figure out where it really drops off. You know, at least a couple blocks away. At least drop you off a couple blocks away from Jazz in the Park. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a recap on the show today, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got the recap. What's going on with the recap, Andrew?
All right, like always, we start off at the top, Tour. We opened up the show talking about you talking to the kids. You helped out the babies today. You talked about bullying in your series where you go to school to school to school.
Right.
And we talked about how bullying is still a problem with the youth today.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I was talking to some gentlemen from the King Center. Some guys that had hold boxing courses and things like that. I really believe that these kids that are being bullied need to get into some kind of self-defense idea so they can have the confidence as they continue to go out, not only through their education, but throughout life to where they can defend themselves and not just be a victim of bullying. I think that's the one small thing that needs to happen. Also, we need to have a safety idea in place for kids that are being bullied in schools, and many times I don't see that. I don't see a real good plan in place, at least from the situations I had to address.
Obviously, self-defense is the most important thing there. Self-confidence is the most important thing there. But you know me. I'm a Milwaukee sports fan, Tori. If you get more kids into boxing, we might get some gold gloves coming through the
city.
I'm just saying. I'm not hating it.
Hey, it might be powerful.
Not hating the idea.
We working on it.
All right, so we talked about what does it take to file a claim, and the story of today, Tori, was the potholes in the city of Milwaukee.
Oh, wow, that just took over the whole conversation.
Took over
today.
The whole combo
pothole
today.
Pothole crisis.
Yeah, so if you missed any of the show, go back and listen to hour one of the podcast. You can go back and watch on YouTube. But we had a good news story that broke down exactly how you need to file these claims, because it's not going to be easy.
Like I said, and they're going to fight you, too.
Tooth and nail.
That don't mean just because you filed a claim that they're going to say, okay, here go the money.
No.
They're going to say you have to prove that your car was damaged by the pothole. Hopefully they got them flock cameras. Maybe you can go get them flock cameras. If you got a flock camera nearby the pothole, you might got some evidence.
I can all but
request
guarantee you,
Tori. Camera footage.
I can all but guarantee you know how hard you fight to get body cam footage. You're going to have twice as hard to get flock cam footage. To see your car. Oh, yeah, 100%. They're not going to give that away to you at all.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying, it's not true. Not,
you can always try.
Hey, man, like anything worth doing, it's not going to be easy to do.
It's taxpayers' dollars paying for it anyway, so you can give it a try.
You call us and let us know how that goes.
Hey, I got to hit a pothole first and tear up my car.
Hey, tell the Uber driver, don't swerve this time.
Right.
All right, so on the... In the Pop Culture Report, we had maybe the story of the year, talking about these text messages that were exposed in Atlanta, Tory, where these white women are trying to lock down these athletes.
Lock down the brothers.
The seven steps to locking down an athlete. Of those seven, which one impressed you the most?
One through four.
Yeah?
That narrowed everything down to 3% of women. They did not. That read the seven things right away before. So for those that are just joining in, seven ways to lock down a prime athlete on the rise.
Yeah, no, Tori. The crazy part about it too is that, like, I think one of them was like, "Don't you got to be okay with cheating?" So here they are, the top four for
right.
you. At number one, you're his prize. Remember, he can change your life. You can't change his.
Mm. You got to stay. You got to stay down.
At number two, essentially, be okay with cheating.
You got to stay down until he come up.
Yeah, be okay with cheating. Don't go.
Don't bother him.
Don't bother him. Number
close the door.
Integrate yourself entirely in his life. He can't live without you. You got to make sure.
You making the doctor's appointments. You nursing him when he gets sore. You picking up the phone. Hey, he's asleep right now. Can you call him back? Basically a secretary.
Yeah, the personal assistant. And then maybe the hardest one, Tori, don't embarrass him.
Right. Don't make him look bad.
Don't cheat. Don't text other men. If you're going to chase the cleats, only chase his cleats.
Well, you know when you on the road to power, they always watch the woman that's next to you. And if she's all quirky and acting crazy, they're gonna think you weak.
Oh, yeah.
So they're saying be totally under his control so he can look powerful. More so it can prop him up as more powerful.
Do you remember former Badger Russell Wilson on draft night, his girlfriend? She was like, great photo of her yelling in his ear in the draft. Did not look very professional. He obviously left her at some point. But you got a good point there. Don't embarrass him. Don't get in these pictures.
And this is the rule to get black athletes.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what's the rules to get the white athletes.
What's your IRA?
It's white athletes. Why they don't have a rule book for them?
Well, we got to call our friend Diana Rossini, try to figure out, you know, how'd you pull?
What's the rule to get the white athlete?
I have no idea.
It must because they got a rule for black athletes. I wonder the white women got the rule for how to get the white guys.
Do white women want the white athletes?
Oh wow!
I mean, let's have a conversation.
Hey, you played sports?
I did play sports.
Did they want you?
Can confirm no. Can confirm negatory.
Oh, wow.
Then we talked about Michael Jackson's strange eating habits. He had a weird schedule for his food. He wanted to have KFC and everything else like that. Yeah, what'd you think about that?
I mean, I didn't. KFC was cracking back in the days, though.
Yeah,
it had the chicken, it had the corn, it had the biscuit, it had some coleslaw. I mean, back then it wasn't a lot of controversy. The 11 herbs and spices, you know, KFC was cracking back in the day.
Tori, I'll be honest with you. I've been to KFC once in my life. I'm a Popeyes guy, not a big KFC guy.
Mm. You love some chicken from Popeyes.
Love some chicken from Popeyes. Yes, sir. All right. Drayshawn Coleman joined us to talk about getting hassled by the police in small town Wisconsin. Reminded everybody once again that there are sundown towns in Wisco.
Midwest. We always know sundown towns. We just got evidence of another person being harassed. But what we're going to try to do about it is try to bring the attention to maybe a legal situation to make sure that we check that behavior, because we can't let them feel like, okay, they're untouchable when they do stuff like this.
Because
the next time, you heard he said he was in fear that they was going to take him out in the bushes. And they was cracking their knuckles and everything, driving the long way around the cornfields. Hey, they tried to, you know, make sure that he don't never come back. And he gave up his route ultimately after the experience.
And honestly, like you said, he has an open invite to come back on the show. He has even more documentation, videos, photos potentially of what happened. And, of course, looking for that body cam footage as well for that interaction, Tori.
Mm. Yeah, he got some footage. He sent me the footage. I got some footage. So when we bring him back next time, we're going to run the footage. But I want to see if we can get some police body cam footage as well.
Yeah, and I'm curious what their side of the story is, too, on that. I have a sneaking suspicion I know it, but it's nice to hear it from them exactly. All right, then finally, Tori, we talked about the city trying to curb violence downtown in Milwaukee. The two big things, they want to put up fences and have checkpoints for weapons, and they want to get rid of our food vendors. Do you think either of those move the needle at all?
They sound like a prison. Sound like they're going to put you in a prison when you come downtown. There's going to be a big gate around there, checkpoints. Sound like what happened with the RNC when they had the RNC here, when they had the big gate around.
Sounds downtown. Like prison with better music.
Yeah, and you know, it'll still be fun, but it'll be half empty.
Debatable.
Hey, look. Well, look. Thanks for that recap. I'll say this. You know, we got a lot of issues with the potholes. We got a lot of issues with sundown towns. It's always a crisis going on. But look, we're here for it. And salute to everybody for tuning in to the show today. Salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to everybody out there in Radio Land. Salute to everybody that called in. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you, Dr. Ken Harris, up next.